welcome to our Biz Huddle podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Cuthbert, Creative Director at Baker Creative. Lately, I have seen several instances of local politicians or movie stars sending out PR blasts and even a local press conference to let people know they're getting a divorce or, in some cases, working through issues. While I understand the importance of reputation management, does this technique really work? Or does this just bring more light to an already tough topic to make public? My local mayor in our city called a press conference and stopped local programming to let everyone know he was getting a divorce. I am sympathetic, but I also wonder, did my tax dollars need to pay for him to stop the local programming to tell us that? So wouldn't a simple blast or a tweet been enough? If things are so mutual between both parties, why did he have to come out in person to announce it? On the other hand, celeb websites get this information and they run with their own version anyways. There are hundreds of instances where we hear celebs say, hey, it wasn't really true. So where are their publicists? What do they actually do? In short, they accentuate the positive and they downplay the negative. So say a celebrity gets caught up lip syncing or has a very public breakup, it is the publicist who puts a positive angle on the event. Once you really take a chance to notice, it's really pretty difficult to read the gossip pages without seeing their influence. Oh no, he wasn't drunk on that talk show when he got off the jet. He had jet lag. Or who knew jet lag was at the end of all explanation for all so much? Hey, she wasn't slurring her speech during the award show. She was exhausted from work. Most of the time, the truth eventually comes out about what really happened. So why not just come clean about what happened and apologize? After all, that's what publicists would eventually tell you to do anyways. If you're interested in learning more, visit our website at bakercreative.co.